Hi, welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. So, guess what, Brian?
What's that?
Oh, by the way, Brian's here.
Here, I'm just the lackey.
No, is your microphone close enough for you?
It's going to have to be.
Okay. Anyway.
Hello. You know, you keep me in the cage over here.
Oh, well, yeah, you know. Safety first. So, guess what?
What?
I was at Gettysburg this past weekend.
Cool.
Oh, yes. Oh, and let me tell you, got to stay in the beautiful Wyndham Hotel and Conference Center at Gateway Gettysburg. People to die for. They have not gotten their star rating yet. I bet you minimum 4-star hotel rating on this place. Absolutely perfectly appointed, very tasteful. Immaculate. The bed, they put more expense into like the bedding. They have these, which I'm a big fan of what I call the soft blankie, but in any event, no soft blankie, people, bring your own. But, and I mentioned, the one girl even asked me, she's like, was there anything you could tell us about what you think about the room? And I'm like, well, there's no soft blanket, you know, it's kind of like, they spent a fortune on this expensive, like, duvet covers, a bed scarf, cotton sheets, one real down pillow, one fake one, so depending on your allergies and stuff. And it looks gorgeous, but, and she's like, well, there was a blanket in the closet. I said, I know, but that was like sandpaper. I'm used to the very fuzzy, warm, like, acrylic blankets, not those sandpapery ones. But in any event, hotel is gorgeous. The pool is open. They have a whirlpool. They have a workout center. They have a gorgeous restaurant called 1863. And they're working on this other building right on site that's going to have more restaurants in it.
Wow.
And then you go past that, and there's the Gettysburg Theater that they built. It has 8 theaters in it, so 8 movies running. All of the theaters are stadium seating with the gigantic screens. So that's why there's only 8, because they're huge, people. The seats are like these pleather, nice, comfortable, rocking seats. They hold your drink. You have leg room. Like you know how like when you go to like a theater out here and you finally get the seat where there's no handicapped person occupying it,
right,
and that's
right.
The one with the leg room?
Yep.
That's how these theaters are for leg room for all of them. I mean, it's amazing. You can just stretch your legs out. And I'm not tall, but I have legs. Like, I'm always, like, pushing car seats back and trying to get enough leg room. And this was like, I could stretch my legs out and not hit anything. And it was really...
I'm going to change my mind. I don't want to work.
Oh, and for you. For you, Brian.
Is it a strip club?
No.
Oh.
No. But I am... Our booth was going to be A6, okay? That was our booth number. Now, when we got out to Gettysburg this past weekend, and Jeff Belanger, Vince Wilson, and I were having our meeting, and the next day we met with Renee, who's our sales rep, and she walked us around, I got to see where A6 is going to be. And I said, uh-oh, I didn't realize that it's out of the conference room. It's in the main thoroughfare hallway. And I said, gee, I don't think Brian or Laura will be too happy with that, because they're banking on the fact...
Ew, no!
Yeah. That they're going to be able to listen to the presentations. And Jeff's like, well, you know, he goes, I figured you wanted this because, you know, we're out here and you can conduct business the whole time, because if your booth is inside the conference room, it's a little difficult to conduct business. It's rude, you know, when a presenter is up there speaking.
Right, right.
And he's like, you know, so we all want to be out here. I'm like, yeah, but my people who are coming to work my booth really want to be in there to hear the speakers. So I have been switched. I switched the NJGHS. I believe we are now C11. So you will be inside the conference room, and we're also scheduling in like 15-minute breaks, in between all the presentations. So there'll be plenty of time for people to come by the NJGHS booth, say hello, spill their coffee on our t-shirts, what have you.
Yeah, it's not like we have a huge sale at our booth anyway.
Yeah, you know. Well, if my book is done or it's getting published. No, oh, come on. I will be taking pre-orders.
Very pre-orders.
No. But yeah, so you guys will be able to sit there and be part of the gang and hear all the presentations. So I figured that would make you and Laura very happy.
Yeah, and we'll make sure we have a good supply of water, soda, brownies.
Yes. Yes, while supplies last at the NJGHS booth, Laura Brownies.
Oh, no, no, they're for us.
Oh, just for you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
To hell with everybody else.
Oh, that's compensation for... Okay, booth time?
Hey, that's called sugar. You want us awake, right?
Yeah, but sugar makes you crash, doesn't it?
Not if you keep eating.
Oh. Oh, for me, it's like I just have it. I never get the sugar high. I go straight to the crash. And it's just like, chocolate. Ooh, yum. You know, I'm gone. But anyway, the hotel, gorgeous. Everything, I mean, we just so scored landing this place. And get this, for the room rate, for the Ghost World conference rate, $119 a night.
I know.
And that's good up until June 29th, which, people, it doesn't cost you anything to make a reservation. You better reserve for Friday and Saturday nights. That's all I can say. Because, yeah, the rest of it, you're going to... And they actually, they said they would honor it. If you want to come out on Thursday and stay over Sunday night and make a very long weekend of it, the Wyndham said they would still honor the $119 rate. But I'm telling you, you don't want to miss out on Friday. And it would be too hectic if you say, oh, well, I'll drive out on Saturday morning. Forget it. Drive out Friday, get a good night's sleep, hit the pavement to that conference on Saturday morning.
Exactly what I did. I'm actually staying through Sunday night.
Yeah, that's what I'm going out Thursday. I have to be there, so all of us are coming out. Jeff, Vince, and I are going to get out there Thursday. You know, well, definitely Vince and I. I don't know about Jeff. He might come out Friday. Because he's got the longest. He's got over an 8-hour schlep from Massachusetts.
Right,
and then,
right.
But that way we figure we'll all be there definitely Friday during the day to do anything we need to do. And then it starts. I mean, Friday at 7 o'clock, we kick in with me on the bar in this hotel. Beautiful bar, nice lounge area, like with couches and chairs to sit at.
Yeah, like we're going to have time for that.
Well, Friday night is the meet and greet, and we're going to do it right in that bar. You know, it's like buy your own drinks, people, but if you want to come in and see me, Jeff, Vince, Brian, Laura, Charlie Adams, I guess, I don't know if Jane will be out there yet. And did I mention any of this? That we had some changes?
No, you did not.
People. Here's the other big deal with the conference. Unfortunately, Rosemary Ellen Guiley, one of our author presenters, had to bow out gracefully because she has a scheduling conflict.
Okay.
And Kelly Weaver had to bow out gracefully as well for medical reasons. She's had some serious back problems. And we were kind of bummed, but then it's like the heavens opened up and rays of light shined down.
Oh.
And Mark and Mark from Weird US/WeirdNJ appeared. And Jane Doherty appeared.
Wow.
And so we have Jane Doherty doing the psychic stuff that Kelly was going to do. So Jane will be doing the spirit circle on Friday night. She even said if there's an overflow and she needs to do one Saturday night, she's all for it. She will be teaching two workshops on Sunday, one which was Rosemary's and one which was Kelly's, which now they've kind of filtered into being a part one, part two. So we are going to be sending emails out to people who registered to Kelly and Rosemary's workshops, giving you the option up until March 30th. If you want your money back, that's cool. Otherwise, after March 30th, you're just going to be in their workshop. And Jane will be teaching, like, part one is the sensitive side of ghost hunting,
okay,
which really talks about how basically you can intuitively know when a ghost is there in addition to your equipment. And then the part two is psychic self-defense, which is great. You know, if you're like in the John Zaffis genre of demonology, you better know how to keep your guard up and psychically defend yourself. And Jane's had some pretty wild and out there experiences. So she's the woman to get up there and teach this. So she's got a book out now, Awakening the Mystic Gift, and which basically tells people how. You know, everybody is psychic, let's face it. You're all born with it, but by the age of 7, most societal conditions have shut down the third eye on children. And, but you can reopen it, you know. And so she's got that really great book out. And Mark from Weird NJ, that's going to be cool. They're going to present. They're also going to do the hosting of our Paranormal Awards on Sunday. So that should be a real hoot. And
can't forget their names.
No.
Which one are you again? Are you Mark or Mark?
And we have Mark Nesbitt is the MC and host for the conference on Saturday. So he'll be introducing, Mark will be introducing Mark and Mark. Okay. But yeah, so it really, that's really cool. But again, I stress to you people, book your hotel room. I scoped out, okay? The cheapest hotel room at that time of year is going to be the Super 8 Motel for $99 a night. Okay. Now, for $20 more, you can be on site where all the action is taking place, tripping over fellow ghost hunters, authors, and publishers, what have you, for $20 more, people. You know, save your wear and tear. And plus, don't forget, too, it's July. Hot as hell, people. So do you really want to be driving? And women, you can relate, bad hair day. It's going to be hot and humid, and now's your chance to finally brush up elbows with that really cute author, whoever he or she may be. And you're thinking, oh my God, my hair, it looks like crap. And had I stayed at the Wyndham, I could have rolled out of bed, into the shower, blown, dried, flat ironed, curled, what have you, rolled downstairs, all the while being maintained in air conditioning and climate controlled conditions, and having nice hair. So when you finally get your arm around, let's say, Vince Wilson, and you get your picture taken, you can say, see, I looked hot with Vince Wilson. Ta-da! But, you know, if you stayed somewhere else, well, oh well, bad hair day. And then you get that picture with Vince Wilson that for the rest of your life you'll say, I screwed myself over. I didn't stay at the Wyndham, and I had bad hair, and there was my only chance, you know? So,
anyway. Sarcasm is anger's ugly cousin. From now on, unacceptable.
And of course,
yes,
I have a king size bed, so any hot single women welcome to come stay with me.
You know, and there's it. I mean, ladies, do you really want to risk a bad hair day when there's your chance with single hot Brian with a king size bed? Oh, I have a suite. I got to see what the suites look like. So, woo, baby. Couch and chair and a foyer entryway, a shower stall that's so big two people can run around and chase each other. It's like,
oh my God, look at that hole.
What was that? What was that?
I said, is it pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Oh. No, I mean, we have to keep this PG now. Or PG-13, I don't know. But anyway, yeah. Got to see what the suites look like, and it has a king-size bed, and it's got a couch in the little living room area where you can have a meeting. It's got a beautiful foyer where you first walk in with a kind of like table there that, you know, the wait staff can put, you know, like coffee service danishes and things and not interrupt your meeting. And I'm telling you, this is going to rock your socks off if you are in any way remotely into ghost hunting, because it's just going to have everything right there. We have about 9 booths left for the trade show, and we're sold out.
You better get those done. I've been telling everybody I know about this. It's like huge.
It is huge. I kept saying, oh, this is going to be great, it's going to be great. But it wasn't until I was there this weekend and I saw the ballroom and I saw the space and I saw the function. We have a pre-function area for the executive meeting package on Saturday, so that's like in the pre-function area. During the day, they'll be putting out coffee and refreshments, and in the afternoon, some snacks and stuff. So, you know.
Ice cream?
No. No, I think they put out like pretzels and stuff in the afternoon and sodas and a coffee refresh. But still, you know, a lot of conferences you go to, you don't even get the coffee or anything. You show up, it's the conference, that's it. So we spent the extra bucks to have a little bit of refreshments for our guests and our attendees. And so that said, you better book your hotel room, because even the people out there in the hoteling industry that I spoke to, not just at the Wyndham, but at the Marriott and Holiday Inn, they all said, you know, forget it. July is just, you're just booked. You okay?
Wrong pipe.
Uh-oh. You sure you're all right?
Okay, now I'm good.
911, quick, what's the number for 911? No.
0.
But anyway, yeah, so it's gorgeous. Oh, Brian, we had dinner Friday night at the Dobbin House. And it's a pretty old, very old historic place right there in the heart of Gettysburg. All the times I've been out to Gettysburg, never even seen it or gone to it, you know, but it was we had this roast chicken dinner. It's half a roast chicken, baked potato on a plate. Let me tell you, that chicken, well, it was funny because they call it spit roasted chicken, so it's on a spit, but we're like, sounds good, yummy, you know. But it really was good. So, and Robin came out with Vince. You know Robin, she's a photographer, Robin Van Pelt, and an author as well. Well, she came out with Vince, so she took, when we went to the Dobbin house, we couldn't get seated right away. And she said, well, why don't I show you upstairs to the third floor? They have a museum. So we walked up, and you got to see where this crawl space that they had put a glass window in so you could look in, right. And they had mannequins in there of slaves. And they said this was part of the Underground Railroad, and you could see where they had the slave hideaway and how this bookcase thing with shelves could slide up and block that. So if you were just walking up the stairs, you would just think that's just a shelf, you know. It was really cool. And on the third floor, they had a museum of all pictures, and you could see an old bullet hole they left in the glass where one of the musket balls came flying through from the Civil War. And so, anyway, Gettysburg really rocked. And I have to tell you, I even broke a big rule, which I'm debating. Peter says I should put this picture on the website, but I'm like, but what if I get in trouble? Because, you know, in my goofy mood...
You?
In my absence of reason and logic, you know, it's like...
That's called life.
Yeah. It's just Laura. But we went up to Little Round Top, and you know how that's a very scenic point where it has the statue of that general or that man, right, whoever the hell he is, looking out over the whole battlegrounds and everything down, you know.
What did you do?
I said, well, you know, every time, like, I don't know if you've ever looked on my MySpace page, like, I just have this thing about stupid pictures and stupid poses with statues, okay?
You?
Me. So, like, when we went to Grounds for Sculpture, it wasn't about just admiring the art and taking a picture of it. I had to jump in and be part of it and do all kinds of things. I accosted Ronald McDonald's statue at Walmart. It's all on my MySpace page. But anyway, so...
Now you all know my life.
Yeah. So, in keeping with my insanity... I just say, hey, wouldn't it be cool if you got a picture of me goosing this guy? And Peter's like, yeah. So I jump up and like, yeah. And I stick my hand on the statue's butt, and I'm making this funny face like, ooh, I'm goosing this guy. And came out great. And as I'm jumping off that rock pedestal there for the statue, Peter's like, oh, wow, look at this sign. It is forbidden. Visitors forbidden to climb up on. I'm like, great. And then he even took a picture of the sign. Just...
Then I probably wouldn't put it up there.
Probably not a good idea.
That's called
incriminating evidence. Yeah. and it's a shame. It really came out good. But you know what? What the hell? I'll have to go out and take some more statue pictures.
Yeah, they won't need the psychic detectives to find the person who did that crime. Oh, look, here it is.
I know. okay, so anyway... Let me just sum up Gettysburg with, wow, totally cool, gotta get there. Peter's never been there. It was his first time, and he enjoyed, and he got some orb shots. I was like, you know what? We're going to get divorced before we get married if you don't get a freaking orb. Like, there is no way, dude. You can come to Gettysburg and not get an orb. And, yes, he captured some orbs. So I was like, oh, okay. And
is
just,
that in the prenup?
It should be.
Within 5 years, you'll capture a full body apparition. We're done.
Forget not having balls. You better have orbs, babe. Anyway, the Ghost Rate registration price right now is $115 for the Ghost World Conference. And if you're a member of the NJGHS and you want to register, you can get the buddy rate of $85, which is good up until April 30th, 2007. You must email me, Laura H. at NJGHS.net, for the private link to be sent to you. Plus, I have to verify that you are a member. So, and don't think if you're a member that your sister and her cousin three times removed or what have you can get the buddy rate. They have to be a member too.
That's right. We're taking blood. If your DNA don't match, you don't get in.
That's it. That's it. We check the dental records of your firstborn, you name it. So, shall we move on to meeting announcements?
Oh, let's.
Okay. The next meeting up at BAT is going to be January 25th, which is at the Bogota Recreation Center, located at 162 West Main Street in Bogota. All meetings start at 7 p.m. and end promptly at 8:30 p.m. and are free and open to the public to attend. So this is where you can drag your, you know, loosely DNA-related relatives and so forth, okay? And after that, we have February 7th, which is Wednesday, at the Central Jersey Division. Oh, I should note that the January 25th is the Northeast Division, which is headed up by Laura Lindemann. And February 7th is the Central Jersey Division, headed up by Gregory and Sherry Irish. And that's at the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. And then after that is the Hackettstown meeting, which is headed up by myself, and that's February 20th. And that's in the Community Center in the Blue Room, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. Again, all meetings 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Guess what? You ready for a real shock?
Another what?
And I know. Last night I had my Hackettstown meeting for January, because we're always the third Tuesday of the month.
Right.
And I just, for grins.
for poopies and grins?
Yes. Throughout, they're like, okay, I could see Dina in the audience and Carla, not audience, but you know, in the attendance
the
of
entourage.
The
entourage.
In the attendance of the meeting. And I was like, okay, so besides you two, anybody here? Because there were a lot of new faces. It was a pretty good sized group for something I really didn't get to promote.
It's something called free.
Yeah. And two gentlemen nodded in accordance that they listen to the podcast. I didn't get their names like a moron. I didn't have a chance.
Did you test them?
No, I did not. How would I test someone?
Say, all right, what was the answer to the trivia?
Nobody got it, by the way. We'll get to that later.
Shocker there.
Jeez Louise, people, you're killing me here. But yeah, two people at, I mean, a meeting in Hackettstown, for God's sakes. I mean, it's like out in Booneyville. And they listened to the show. I was like, oh my God! Yeah,
but did they like it?
I was too afraid to ask. I'll hunt the ghost, but I'm too afraid to ask. Like, do you like the show? You know, I told them, I said, I've been trying to work on changing it up a little bit, which I will. I was under the gun today. It's my first week back at work after medical leave, so.
No wonder you look so tired.
I know. I am. I really, you know, it's like, wow. And this, I knew I was going to get slammed this week between going to back to work. Last night, I had the meeting. Tonight, we're doing our show. And tomorrow night, I'm doing a presentation in Clinton. And then Friday, I get to come home clean and collapse. You know, hopefully, I'll be conscious enough to watch Ghost Whisperer without DVRing it. So,
gotta love that DVR, though.
Oh, it's awesome. It is. It's like, you know what? In a lot of ways, it's a shame. I should have had that with my second marriage. It would have saved so many arguments. People, let me tell you. With, now that I know that DVR, like, even when it's TV that you are not, you didn't plan on recording it.
That's right.
Well, this is the scenario in marital strife, a.k.a. second marriage. I'm watching a show. I have a select amount of shows. I have Gilmore Girls.
Ugh.
I know. Ghost Whisperer. Mm. Supernatural.
Okay, fine.
Okay, we're talking 3 hours a week of television viewing. And I like Jeopardy if I'm home in time to catch it. Okay? So basically, I have 3 allotted hours a week. Well, I didn't have DVR. And sure enough, every time the spouse would decide to open his mouth and say something, it was during one of those 3 hours of television viewing I had allotted. And I'm like, can't you? I'm like, not now. I put my hand, not now. The show is on. I'm watching my show. Wait till the commercial break. Commercial would come on. I could mute the television. I had that much capability. I'm like, okay, talk. I'm listening. Show's on. Silence. Boom, unmute. You know? And apparently that was a big issue. So now I have
to the TV or the spouse.
What?
Mute.
Yeah, right. So now I realize with this DVR, you know, Peter clued me into the fact that even though you didn't program to record something, it's still digital, and somebody can say something to you and you can stop the show and
live.
Listen to them live. Yep, you can stop it. Or I'm like, what was that? One night he's like, he didn't hear a line, and before I could even repeat it back to him, he showed me. He could just rewind it.
Yep.
And play it again. I'm like, that would have saved a lot of marital strife, let me tell you. But, oh well. C'est la vie. I learned my lesson. Now we will move along to shout out. Okay. Each week we will give a shout out to a paranormal investigating group or ghost hunting club. We want to recognize those exceptional organizations out there in the field who are doing the research and sharing their findings via their websites. If you would like your group shouted at, send an email with your link and to your site to the deadline at njghs.net. We'll check out your site, and if you make the grade, we'll email you to let you know which show your shout out will be aired. This week's shout-out goes to Ghost Stalker. Richard Sennett's site, located on the web at www.ghost-stalker.com. Richard has been ghost hunting and documenting the paranormal since 1995. His site has a ton of material for reference and pointing you in the right direction for books and tours. Yes, ghost tours. Congrats to Ghost Stalker at ghost-stalker.com. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
The largest and most comprehensive ghost conference the paranormal world has ever seen is coming to Gettysburg July 20th to 22nd, 2007 at the newly constructed Wyndham Gettysburg Hotel and Conference Center. At this supernatural summit will be close to 3,000 square feet of space where the paranormal community will come together toward excellence in the field of study as well as establish standards and protocols in the science of supernatural research. Best-selling authors and paranormal presenters include John Zaffis, Mark Skuerman, Mark Moran, Jeff Belanger, Charles Ames III, Troy Taylor, and Vince Wilson. Special event co-hosts will be none other than Mark Nesbitt, author of the Ghost of Gettysburg series. Ghost hunters, be prepared to shop the largest paranormal trade show with vendors of ghost hunting gear, authors and books, and other fascinating otherworldly goods. Register for one of the intensive workshops, take a ghost tour with Mark Nesbitt aboard a train, or tune into the dead with Jane Doherty, psychic medium. All details are at the Ghost World Conference website at www.ghostworldconference.com. Register online at the site www.ghostworldconference.com with PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, or e-check. Group discounts available for groups of 10 or more. Please email info@ghostworldconference.com for details. All sales are final. Ghost World Conference is a production of Ghost World LLC with sponsorship by X-Zone Radio.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. Parashare is that time of the show where people who have had ghostly or paranormal experiences email us those experiences, and we read them on the show.
I don't think there's anybody out there to ask, because, like, we never get any.
Oh, but there is.
There is?
There is. We actually have a Parashare tonight.
What's this? A letter for me.
Yes, a letter. This letter comes from Kate, okay? It says, greetings, Kate here, the photographer for a few of those ecto pics on the NJGHS site. Have been out of touch with the group for a few years, but that hasn't stopped me from chasing shadows on my own. Have a little story here I'd like to share. As it was my first for real experience with a cold spot in a house which has never been investigated. Ready? Here we go. I've been a member of the local historical society for many years, though politics among the membership kept me from participating actively for years. Last summer, 2006, we got a new curator at the museum, Dave, a charming lad, very enthusiastic and fun, so I started spending more time there. Now, many of the original members of the society are quite old and sadly have been dying off over the years. Ah, we know how many sound files and sarcastic and obnoxious interjections.
That's why I'm not you.
Aw, oh, Brian, dude. That was like, that would have been great. I've fallen and I can't get up. Well, there goes another society member. Anyway.
Whoops, there goes another society member.
All right, that was good. So one lady, whose name I will omit, lived in a fabulous 1840s farmhouse on acres of property, which had been in her family for generations, and in fact was built by her great-grandmother. Uh-oh.
Don't you start.
Oh, no. I can do this. Don't you dare. I remember visiting her there once ages ago with my dad, who maintained a friendship with her until she passed away a few years ago in a nursing home at age 93. Whew, that's old. The house has been boarded up for 6 years, and rumor has it, it is in the care of the Township Historical Commission, and the Historical Society will be assigned to restore and maintain it. Politics. So far, nothing positive on this rumor has come down the pike, but that didn't keep Dave and me from going to the house one October morning to take photo record of the property, house, and condition. Though we had not planned on it, we eventually found our way inside. Someone had pried loose a boarded window, and naturally we felt we needed to check for vandalism. So, inside we climbed, armed with camera, video, and the wimpiest flashlight I have ever seen.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy.
It was decided on the spot that we would make a video tour of the house using infrared, as all the windows were boarded almost completely, and try to pitch the idea of restoration. Okay. Oh, they want to use infrared and try to pitch the idea of restoring it. Got it.
Duh.
Sorry, the whole parentheses thing just threw me there. Well, it was Dave's camera, so guess who got to narrate and conduct the tour? I'm not cut out to be in front of the camera, let me tell you. And that infrared had my eyes glowing like a demon. Yeah, have you ever seen that?
I love it.
I was in this one thing years ago for DV documentaries, and it was on ghost hunters, and I found a review of it. A film critic actually reviewed it because this was shown at some film show. I laughed to the point of tears because it was shot in night shot, so of course I know exactly what Kate's talking about. Your eyes glow demonically. And the critic wrote, perhaps these ghost hunters will chase down something as frightening as their eyes, the way they glow in their own video or something to that effect. And it was hysterical. So anyway, so I'm not cut out to be in front of the camera. That infrared had my eyes glowing like a demon. So we went through all the rooms and the attic, snapping photos and complimenting the virtues of this wonderful home, which had original everything. After about 40 minutes, we ended up back in the parlor. There was a lovely antique upright grand that Dave was taking shots of and then panning the room with his video. I was standing in the parlor doorway near the hall when a sudden gust of air blew past me. Captured on the audio, you hear me say, "Did you just feel that?" And this was followed by excited squeals from me and, "Look, look at this!" When I had asked Dave if he felt the breeze, my breath came out in big vapor clouds. The temp where I was standing literally had dropped about 30 degrees, and it had been probably about 60 in the house otherwise. We swung the camera around while I was laughing and freaking out over the cold spot. I tried to hold the flashlight so the vapor could be seen, but within seconds it was gone. Dave had a good laugh, chalked it up to my bad breath, and blamed the cold spot on the house being closed up for 6 years. He is an extreme skeptic, devoutly religious, with no room for the notion of ghosts in his philosophy. The DVD, when played back, shows nothing in the way of mist, orb, or entity that I can see, but there's some rather funny shots of this old bird holding a flashlight under her face and exhaling, "Look, it was so unbelievably awesome." Now that's what she wrote, people. I'm not sitting here having like some kind of porno attack.
Don't
okay? You
believe it.
It was so unbelievably awesome. See, I could do that. You want me to read the rest of it? No. I'll read the rest of it as a porno queen now. I spent the rest of the visit looking for more evidence while Dave was being a prig. I don't understand that. And kept waving a lit cigarette under the camera lens. "Look, Kate, a ghost." Now, I had not gone into the house with any idea of ghost hunting, as my head was set on historical preservation stuff that day, so I had no equipment with me. Girl. Well, we're always packing our equipment, man. I did not experience a single instance of uneasiness the entire time, and in fact was rather childishly elated when the breeze passed and the cold spot appeared. I naturally want to go back, and hopefully with people who have respect for the living impaired, as one of my friends says. The fact that the house has been vacant, boarded up, and never investigated is really tempting. The previous owner never mentioned a haunting to me, but with 3 or 4 generations of family having lived there, she may not have even known or thought much of it. And since I was a teen when I was there to visit her, I couldn't say if the subject ever came up. Gives me the chills to imagine that sort of pristine territory it is, and what in fact could be captured on film or tape. And one more note, I don't think my elderly friend was in fact the source of the breeze and cold spot. I had the impression of a taller, masculine person who, I would venture to say, had a kind sense of humor. And liked your equipment, Kate. No.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah!
A little lower. Good old Ballsy. You know, I haven't talked to Ballsy in a while. Have you?
No.
Oh, man. We got to get him back on the show. We really should. I mean, more people wrote and said that they want more Ballsy Bears, so.
Well, hey, you know, it's all up to you.
Well, we'll have to do that.
Oh, man! Whoa! Acid flashback!
All right, so, well, I guess we'll take a quick commercial break here.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website's certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Hi, I'm Mark Nesbitt, and you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Okay, welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Last week you were asked, in Harrisburg, Illinois, there is a mansion where unspeakable cruelty took place shortly after the Crenshaw family moved into their home in 1838. What is the name of this haunted mansion in Harrisburg, Illinois? The answer, Hickory Hill. And we did not have a winner.
Wow. I am totally shocked.
People, come on, do the research, you know? Just do the research.
Internet!
I mean, you know, I'm not pulling a monkey out of my butt here. It's pretty straightforward.
Not that she hasn't tried.
You can do this. All right. So this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of fascinating and challenging.
Ooh.
Ooh. Here we go. A wonderful and sad tale about a Cree Indian chief's daughter says that a Cree warrior asked for her hand in marriage by gifting a beautiful white horse. The wedding was arranged, and the day of the ceremony, a rival and jealous Sioux warrior crashed the wedding and chased down the couple who fled on their steeds. The groom and his steed were murdered, as well as the bride, but her beautiful white horse escaped. It is believed her spirit of the bride meshed with the horse's spirit to create a supernatural horse who can run at lightning-fast paces, appear and disappear, and go through things. You can hang out by the statue commemorating this horse to hopefully catch a glimpse of it on the horizon at dawn. What is the name of the place where this white horse statue and story reside? Be the first person to name that place and email your correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll win the Junior Ghost Hunters t-shirt. This is a child-sized t-shirt. It's black with the gold in lettering on it, and it says Junior Ghost Hunter, and it has Inspector Ghost O on it, and it says Boo on the back. It's 100% cotton. Very nice quality. So, be the first person to email hauntedtrivia@njghs with your answer to the name of this place where the white horse statue and story reside. Okay. Do you know, Brian? I mean, without looking at the answer?
Too early, I already looked.
Oh, okay.
See, even I know the answer.
See? Well, but it's a good story, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, do the work, people. Do the work.
How come it's always the woman that merges or does something? It's never the man.
I don't know. And I'm sure there's a slew of sexist comebacks I could have at hand.
Another shocker there.
But I will refrain.
Till I hit stop.
Oh, well. So you all set for the weekend?
Finally. God, work has been so tough.
Has it?
It's just never ending.
Yesterday I could tell they were all pussyfooting around me. They were like, oh, it's her first day back. So I was like, boy, this isn't so bad. Then yeah. Today all of a sudden it's like, oh, here, well, we need four of this, we need that, we need that. And then this other girl who was covering for me and trying to do everything else, she comes down with a file where that's when it all hit. I was like, you know, I was wondering. It seemed a little too quiet yesterday. Like, wow, everything, my desk was clear when I walked in. And then today it was like, kaboom, here, we need this. Kaboom, then she comes in with this file. Here's all the stuff you need to follow up on. I'm like, ah, so that's where the work
went. And then,
of course,
there's the commute.
Oh, yes. But you know, yesterday and today, it wasn't that bad. And today I left late. I left 10 after 7 and got there at 5 after 8.
Wow.
So that was pretty amazing, you know. And yesterday I left 6:30, and I was at my desk by 20 after 7. So, pretty weird. Who knows? Maybe when all the college brats come home in the summer, that's why the road gets more congested. Because it seemed like there was more traffic in the summer when I thought it would have been nicer with the schools closed. But I think all the college kids came home and took up summer jobs and just congested the highways.
Damn them.
Yeah, go back to school.
Damn them to hell.
Stay at school. Yeah, stay in school. Stay off drugs. Be nice. Okay, so anyway, we can wrap it up. Make sure you stay tuned to our website, njghs.net, and sign up for our Yahoo groups. And that way you get the latest and greatest info. If there's any cemetery hunts, any meeting cancellations, or canceled cemetery hunts, what have you, or if we need a team put together, which, like, we will be having a team. We're hoping to get the end of March. So we're going to have another team go out to Eastern State to be certified paranormal investigators, which is very cool. And, you know, so stay tuned to the website, njghs.net, and get all the latest and greatest. Make sure you visit ghostworldconference.com, register for the conference, and definitely book your hotel room. And we'd like to say thanks again to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
Excuse me. And our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Laura Lindemann. And Don Slepian of DonSlepian.com for our theme song, which is now entitled The Dance of the Dead. And of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life you have to meet the deadline.